Ending weeks of speculation, Santa Fe City Councilor Rebecca Wurzberger has officially declared her candidacy for mayor in next year's municipal election. She made her announcement before a group of friends and supporters gathered at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center Thursday. Wurzberger says she wants to focus on economic revitalization, something she had indicated to KSFR back in May when asked about a potential run.
I have some clear visions for what I think we should be doing around the economy, how to run the city, and how to be policymakers and not managers. And my decision, when I make it, will be made not on who else is running. It will be made on what I've heard and what I believe about what I can accomplish.
Wurzberger now joins fellow councilors Patty Boucher, Bill Demas, and Chris Rivera in the pursuit of the city's top post. Public housing authorities in New Mexico will shortly receive over $5 million in federal funds to make major large-scale improvements to their assets. The monies come from a just-announced award from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Their Capital Fund program allows for repairs and renovations such as energy-efficient upgrades and the replacement of old plumbing and electrical systems. Some $1 million is earmarked for public housing in both Santa Fe City and county. Two New Mexico State Police officers driving in an unmarked vehicle near Las Vegas were pulled over for allegedly speeding. During their brief detainment, however, they discovered that the supposed officer conducting the stop was not a member of law enforcement. 26-year-old John Shelton was wearing a firearm, and his truck was rigged with red and white emergency lights. He claimed to be with New Mexico State Police Search and Rescue. That turned out to be a lie, and Shelton has now been charged with impersonating an officer. Santa Fe police have launched a new tool to keep citizens informed, up to date, and involved in their neighborhoods. They're now making the department's daily police reports, also known as hot sheets, available online at the SFPD website. Chief Ray Real says it makes it easier for access to case numbers and reports without the need for someone coming into the main station. He adds that folks curious about a police presence in their neighborhood can use the site to find out what's going on. The hot sheets will be updated Monday through Friday around 10 a.m. As wildfires here in New Mexico have been muted by summer rains, the state has dispatched 27 firefighters to aid in efforts in Oregon, Washington, and California. Among the efforts, two 10-person hand crews, consisting of members of State Forestry's Veterans Fire Crew Program, seasonal firefighters, and state forestry staff, have been assigned to the Douglas Complex Fire, currently burning in Oregon. A reminder to folks of a certain age, this is your last carefree weekend of the summer. Santa Fe Public Schools begins the new school year on Wednesday, August 14th, for students in grades 1 through 12. Kindergarten students will start classes on Friday, the 16th. Weather for Santa Fe: partly sunny today with highs in the low 80s and a 30-40% chance for afternoon and evening thundershowers. Precipitation probabilities decrease over the weekend to just a slight chance for late-day showers. Highs around 80 degrees with overnight lows in the upper 50s. For KSFR News, this is Dan Garrity.